Oh man. Oh man.
I've got everything you need.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah, eh?
Hey.
Ay.
Yeah.
Oh, poor man.
That is exactly what we needed going into the weekend.
Yes.
Some key sweat, man. Yeah, twisted. Yo, yeah. 8:17. Thank you so much for choosing us.
Let's have a moment. Who? Okay,
yeah.
Should I? Songs like this.
Yeah.
Especially for our generation, yeah, you can't help but, you know, just feel the goosebumps, regardless of who it makes you think of.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those songs that, listen, man, regardless whether the things went bad, you will still love the song.
Yeah.
You think because I'll stop loving the song because of her or him.
Are you mad?
Are you mad? You must be mad. It's the case. This is brought to you by Jacob's Coffee. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. What would Shay do? The drama.
I know, right?
So here's the situation. What would Shay do?
Mm-hmm.
Comes to you every Friday around about this time. You are more than welcome to reach out to us. We appreciate the fact that we do not live perfect lives, that no one is perfect, and that we find ourselves in situations that are unbearable, and perhaps you just need the advice of your favorite voice on the radio, that being Shay Kwan. So you are more than welcome to submit those situations for Shay Kwan to advise you on, and perhaps also continue the conversation off air via WhatsApp. That's 083-0001-029. Now, this person reached out to us, and man, let's just say it's a very distraughting situation here. It reads, "Hey Shay Kwan, I'm dealing with a cheating partner, and I have no idea what to do. We have been together for years. I love this man, and he spoils me a lot. Every time he cheats, he buys me something expensive, and I have to admit, I love it, but I don't trust him. What should I do?" So she figured out every time a gift comes in, it's his guilty conscience that's talking, and it's a bit of a tactic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've got a heavy one on your desk, Macy.
Oh yes. Ooh.
Stick around. Shay Kwan is going to add her voice to this. She's gonna tell us what she would have done had she had found herself in that position.
And no sugarcoating, but it comes from a place of love.
Yeah, definitely. It's 8:20. Stick around.
Jameson Connects Namibia is back for round two. Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It is 8:35. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Fresh Breakfast with Ian SK and Shay Kwan on until about 10 a.m. And this baby is proudly made possible by Jacob's Coffee. Now, we started the scenario, not a scenario, it's an actual situation that's where someone reached out to us and gave us their heartfelt plea for us or for Shay Kwan to help. I'm going to read that scenario to you right now. Because if it's one thing that you need to understand is that we are here for you, isn't it? That's why we have situations like this where we open up the platform and we say, listen, if you're going through something, reach out to us, okay? We may not be, world-class experts, but we are human being and we can relate to what you're saying. And we will help wherever, where possible. And that's where Shay Kwan also comes in, all right? Because I suck at this stuff. The situation here is this. This person reached out to us and the situation reads, "Hi Shay Kwan, I'm dealing with a cheating partner and I don't know what to do. We have been together for years. I love this man and he spoils me. Every time he cheats, he buys me something expensive. And I have to admit that I love it, but I just don't trust him. What should I do?" In this case, what would Shay Kwan do?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, partner.
Mm.
Yo! Would probably be my first reaction.
Because, I mean, look, she's saying
mm-hmm.
she kind of likes the gifts, but
yes.
She has figured out that these gifts come in every time he cheats.
He cheats, yes, yes, absolutely. And I'm going to, a quick story for just some context of where I'm actually going to come from with this.
Hit us.
You know, with my advice to said person. So here's the situation. I was in a situation a very, very long time ago. I was dating this guy that was cheating on me. And I knew that he was cheating on me. And it just really messed up so much in me, like my confidence, my self-esteem, and I became just insecure, became obsessive. It was so bad to the point that if he got a text on his phone, before he picks up his cellular phone, it's already in Jaquan's hand. And I've opened the text.
So you would like reach out
to him? Just ninja and get the phone and open it up and just see who's texting you and arguments again. That's how that situation really, really messed me up. And I think when it comes to cheating as well, a lot of us can definitely relate to it because a lot of us have been cheated on at one point in our lives, right? And looking back at that stage, you obviously wish that you did things a little bit different, because the older that we get, the more we see things from a different perspective and so forth. I, at this point in my life, refuse to stay with a cheating partner. Because yes, he might be spoiling you. You might have been together for so and so years. You've built whatever it is that you feel you've built with this person, but they're constantly stepping out on you, and that is telling enough that this man does not respect you. He does not value you. So what is it that you're doing, pouring even more years with a man who clearly does not love you enough to respect you and value you? The gifts are good. And I say that because a lot of us have been cheated on for free, you know, and you get nothing in return. It's just being cheated on. You're not even an apology. It's like, it happened. It is what it is. It's either we move on, stop holding my past against me. You don't even get flowers. You don't even get a chips and rashes, nothing. And you just have to suck it up and just move on, you know? Yes, he buys the expensive things. That's why I made reference to the chips and rashes, because, you know, tough times. But as much as those gifts are good and you love them from time to time, is it really worth it? Is it worth your peace of mind? Because for me, it definitely wouldn't be. I think at this point, the older that I get, I completely understand how important your peace of mind, being content with yourself, and just your mental health, how important it is. Because you might act like it doesn't bother you, but deep down, it's eating at you. It's the same thing as, you know, the cliche saying of a lot of the times we walk around with all these bitter feelings, and it's like, you know, we're expecting it to affect the next person, but it's eating you up on the inside. So why are you killing yourself slowly for a man who clearly doesn't seem to be worth it? Because if he felt, here's one thing to really keep in mind, if he felt that you were worth it, he would value you more and stop stepping out on you. So why is it that you've been dating this man for so many years, love him as much as you do, you put him in high regard, but he intentionally adds you to a rotation of women? So it's not just about what you bring home. It's not even just about, okay, there's a couple of things that he could bring home. He could bring another child from another woman. You're forced to accept that child. Are you up for that? He could come home with an STI. Are you prepared for that? Because a lot of the times in our generation, ladies, and we need to face it, no sugarcoating, but it comes from a place of love, we are out here fighting women for men who have at one point put you on antibiotics. Think about it.
That's deep.
Not even just that. Think about the spiritual demons that this person is bringing back to you. All of a sudden, your personality, your aura changes. You're angry, you're depressed, you just but it's not who you are. Your frequency is like literally on a different frequency. You're like, who is this person? You feel like you're kind of watching your life go by, and you're like literally just removed from your body. It's because of all the energies and things that he's picking up, that he's bringing up to you or bringing back to you.
Yeah, back to the home.
Yeah.
I just want to know what the nature of the gifts are. You know what I mean? Is it one of those posh gifts?
I mean, he did say
if it's a car,
he said something expensive. Maybe it could be earrings. It could be the latest phone on the market. It could be
like an Oppo,
a weave,
like an iPhone.
Yeah,
like a laptop.
I mean, yes, but here's the thing as well. Our women are so elevated to the point that we can do a lot of these things for our damn selves. We would rather save that money and keep it for ourselves. We ladies, we know how we are, but we can get those things for ourselves. And there's no point allowing or giving so much power to someone just because of the material things that they can actually give to you. Because at the end of the day, like, it doesn't bring you joy, it doesn't make you happy. So you might as well work for it, because a lot of the times, the moment that you get rid of that person is the moment that doors and opportunities and blessings start flowing into your space. You're probably even blocking all of that from finding you because of this person that you're holding on to. So how is God or the universe, whatever it is that you believe in, supposed to pour blessings into your space if you're holding on to things that are taking up so much space? And you're like, oh God, I want this and I want that and I want that, but it's like, there's no space.
Because you
make sense?
Because, yeah, of course it
you're
does.
Holding on. Let go, like you said, what we said with the Bible verses. Let go and let God.
In that this case, so,
honestly,
yeah,
surrender it to him. Like, I think you have been shown more than enough that this person is not for you. Maybe just to round it off, reevaluate, because this is something that I do a lot. Reevaluate this person. Maybe write down, I learned this from the movie by Tyler Perry, that is What Did I Get Married To? Where Janet Jackson was like a marriage counselor, therapist or something like that. And she said that it's important for you to always have somewhat of an audit, or, you know, weigh your partner, you know, the good against the bad. Does the bad outweigh the good? Because that's not good. You need to leave. If the good outweighs the bad, what are some of the ways that you and your partner can work it out? But also, from sister to sister, get in the habit of praying over your partner. Write down the things that you need, not want, need from a partner. If he does not align with it, walk away.
083-000-1029. You're more than welcome to send us a voice note. What do you think?
Jameson Connects Namibia is back for round two. And